from KQED.
We've all heard that robots are taking our jobs. Well, now there's a takeout joint in Mountain View where robots help make the pizza. Our Silicon Valley desk editor, Quina Kim, checks it out.
Zoom only delivers pizza, and their thing is healthy and locally sourced, and Zoom says it pays for the better ingredients, in part by saving on labor costs in the kitchen.
This is the Zoom Pizza Production Kitchen.
That's Julia Collins, Zoom's co-founder.
In a lot of ways, it looks like a traditional kitchen, but what you've never seen before is a robot-enabled pizza assembly line.
Collins walks me down the line, where there are a couple of human workers. They make about $18 an hour, and one of them is Jose Lopez. He's holding a mound of dough.
So Jose has taken our dough, and he's using this dough bot to press the dough out.
So instead of throwing the dough into the air to make a pie, at Zoom, the dough bot presses it into one.
So it's 9 times faster than doing it manually.
Then Lopez takes the 14-inch sheet of dough and places it onto a conveyor belt.
Either Giorgio, sauce dispense robot number 1, Pepe, sauce dispense robot number 2, dispenses the sauce.
And then another machine spreads the sauce. Most of the machines on the line are wired into a computerized brain.
Then you actually have human beings here putting the toppings on?
That's right. And when we first looked at this line, we did think about automating these steps as well.
But picking up the toppings takes dexterity and a soft touch. And human hands are the best tools for that task.
This is probably the favorite robot of everyone. His name is Bruno.
Bruno is a large automated arm. And where there might be a hand, there's a large pan.
You've seen this robot before, stacking pallets or moving tons of machinery.
At Zoom, the pizza slides off the conveyor belt onto Bruno's pan. And Bruno places the pizza into an 800-degree oven. And then the delivery person takes it to the customer.
We looked across every occupation in the global economy and found that food service was one of the industries with the highest potential for automating its activities.
Michael Chui is with McKinsey Global Institute, and he co-authored a big study on automation. Chui says you can see why the food industry is ripe for automation at Zoom. For one thing, much of the technology already exists.
There are sensors, for instance, which could measure the temperature, arms that can move and pick up food.
Like Bruno. Still, Chui says it's going to be a long time before robots totally replace humans.
Right now, the wage within fast food restaurants tends to be relatively low. And for it to make economic sense to bring in robots, you would actually have to see these robots have a lower cost per hour.
So until robots are willing to take a pay cut, humans are safe. I'm Quina Kim, KQED News.